Imagine that you're working in the solar energy industry. You are, you know, drawing power from the sun. And you start to notice some anomalies, and you start to research more, and you start to get more into this, and a side hobby now becomes quickly an obsession, and becomes an alarming obsession. Dane Wigington, the founder of geoengineeringwatch.org, is joining us, and we're very happy to have him. A wide variety of subjects that we're going to talk about. What exactly is going on, from wildfires to tornadoes to hurricanes? I mean, what in the world is going on with this weather? Dane Wigington, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks for having me back, Dan, and thanks for your continued willingness to address the critical issue of global climate engineering operations.
It's almost on this. Every time you come on here, I'm just going to be straightforward with you. I want to dig a hole in the ground and get ready to jump in it at the right time. And I don't want to do that, and I don't want to alarm people that way. I want to alarm them in a active, positive way. You made a statement as we were coming on or just before about traffic. Will you repeat that? I think that's so apropos.
Well, simply pointing out that we live in a culture, Dan, that has been trained and programmed to ignore existential threats. And the human race is really largely wired to ignore long-term or longer-term threats, which means anything that's not kicking the front door in at this exact second. So what I pointed out is that we should try to break that programming and realize, as an example, that if we're standing in the middle of a busy freeway, are we more likely to have a better outcome if we're facing traffic and can at least dodge and maneuver, or if we just turn our back to traffic and hope for the best? And I think the answer to that question is clear. So in facing what's unfolding, in that lies our best chance of altering the outcome. And it's not my goal to put people in a catatonic state, sorry about that, or a feeling of helplessness. It's simply that I'm trying to point out that we have to prioritize, and if we have a gaping hole in the bottom of the boat that is the greatest and most immediate threat we face short of nuclear cataclysm, we must prioritize that threat.
I usually don't watch movies, especially with a small child. I mean, but I did go watch Godzilla over the weekend, and in the movie, one of the main characters went on and on about how humans are a disease, humans are an infections, and human nature can't do anything, and how we're destroying the planet. And that kind of talk turns, I'm pretty sure, most of our audience off, probably most of Americans off. Al Gore is kind of losing his acclaim. But I don't think that's what you're saying. Please describe to us what you are advocating, or what is it that you are claiming is going on here?
Well, I never make claims based on some formed opinion of my own. I simply point out the data that would lead to a logical conclusion. For example, if you have a car speeding 100 miles an hour and it's 10 feet from impact into a concrete wall, you can say with absolute certainty that no amount of application of the brakes is going to stop that car from hitting. It's going to hit, and it's going to be brutally destructive. In this case as well, we stand on data at geoengineeringwatch.org, not opinion, not hypothesis or conjecture, but hard frontline data. In the case of Al Gore, I'm not a Gore fan. His hypocrisy is immense. He owns stock in the very companies he claims to be against, his own personal energy consumption being off the scale as well. In regard to the effect of the human race on what we face, this is the point that needs to be remembered, and however unpalatable it may be, logically, rationally, we must consider this. Although those in power have set this paradigm up and facilitated it, if you will, it's still a population that has willingly gone along that we must change. Those in power could not do what they do without the cooperation of the majority. And this has to change. Or I'm simply stating statistically, if we remain in the current course, Dan, mathematically speaking, We're not going to be here a whole lot longer. And I'm speaking from hard statistics. Again, not my opinion. I'm not looking at a crystal ball. I'm looking at mathematical statistics. For example, in the last 40 years, we've lost 60% of Earth's wildlife populations. 60% decline in 40 years. And the current mathematical trajectory, the 0 hour for no wildlife left on the planet is 2026. That's a mathematical statistical fact, not my opinion. Same with insect collapse. Dan, you may know the insect populations are collapsing around the globe.
I've definitely followed that with bees, for sure.
It's not just bees. Geoengineeringwatch.org was the first significant source that we know of that reported insect populations collapse going back 10 years because of our work with former government scientists, Forest Service and Fish and Game. And the science community largely rolled their eyes and walked away from our disclosure on that. Now they've admitted it. We have peer-reviewed study to prove that global insect populations have collapsed 80 to 90%. I think people intuitively know without insects, we won't be here long. And that's a complete collapse of the insect population, which is trickling throughout the food chain now. I mean, it's collapsing bird populations, and same in the ocean. Plankton populations down 60 to 70%. And how does all this relate to climate engineering, people might wonder? Because if we look at climate engineering, Dan, it's the single greatest assault on the environment of all. And that's saying a lot, because I don't think anyone can argue we've been poor stewards of the planet. And again, I'm not trying to make people feel bad. I'm just simply stating that those in power couldn't do what they do without a population that's been, in general,
all right, let me pause right here.
Sure.
You bring this is where clarification, at least for me, I'll put it on me.
Certainly.
When you say climate engineering and what's going on, I mean, in the words you're using, and species, everything kind of gets thrown into one pot. So, you know, Al Gore, all these things start to get thrown around, and they all start to mesh together, and it's like, I don't even know what's going on. Let's focus on climate engineering. You talk about the powers that be, or the powers that want to be. What is climate engineering? What has been done? What does your data show that has definitely been done? And maybe you can come up with a why. Why would it have been done?
Okay, I'll weave this all in together, and hopefully it'll have clarity. Climate engineering is the intentional intervention with Earth's climate and life support systems that involves saturating the sky with light scattering, heavy metal and polymer chemicals and particulates. The stated purpose.
Is that chemtrails or much more?
That's a layman's term, but we avoid that term like the plague, Dan, because that term leads people straight to conspiracy theory and hoax. Any elected official that sees that term will hand back a boilerplate standard response that this is all, again, a conspiracy theory and a hoax. If we stick to the science terms, we get traction in this battle. Climate engineering, geoengineering, solar radiation management. So again, the stated purpose is to deflect some of the sun's incoming thermal energy to slow down a runaway warming of the planet. And again, we have to get past Al Gore. If people ignore hard frontline truths because they don't like Al Gore, that's sort of throwing the baby out with the bathwater, I think, isn't it? So the bottom line is we've done real damage to the planet. Climate engineering is the single most destructive factor, but by no means the only factor. So back to weaving in the statistics I mentioned, insect collapse, plankton population collapse.
All right.
I apologize,
Dane. Let me pause right there and let's go over that one thing that you just said. I think it's very important.
Sure.
You say that, what'd you say? Solar radiation management. Solar radiation management, maybe chemtrails, whatever, but solar radiation management. So the powers that be or that want to be, that these governments that have the power and the ability to do this on a mass scale have coordinated some sort of solar radiation management of the planet to shield us from the sun. Why would they do that?
Okay, first I want to clarify, that's the stated purpose, as I said. And any notion that there's any benevolence in these programs is definitely not correct. There is no benevolence. Ultimately, it's about power and control. Why would they state that purpose, and why would that stated purpose be accepted by academia? Because we don't face what would be termed, quote, global warming. What we face is far more severe. We face what would be scientifically termed an abrupt climate collapse. And I realize those, especially in the U.S., especially in the eastern half of the U.S., might really struggle with thinking there's any warming happening in the planet because they are in the most anomalously less warm place on the entire planet. That's a statistical measured fact that on the departure from normal high temperature maps, which we have, that show the total global departure from normal high temperatures, the most anomalously less warm place in the entire world for 5 years running is the eastern half of the U.S. lower 48. That is not nature. That is climate engineering. And what I would encourage people to do, again, get past Al Gore, get past carbon credits. Both of those are shams. But look at the hard frontline data. Real damage has been done. We live in a fishbowl, and everything we put in the atmosphere doesn't magically float out into space somewhere. It stays here, and it has a real effect, a tangible effect, and climate engineering is making it worse. And Dan, I'll give the mic back to you, but consider this. Let's just look at solar radiation management. The very myopic stated goal of putting light-scattering, highly toxic particles, by the way, but light-scattering particles in the sky to block some of the sun's incoming thermal radiation. One doesn't need to think very far in this equation to understand those particles also trap heat. They destroy the ozone layer. They disrupt the hydrological cycle. It's completely derailing Earth's natural processes. So, again, ultimately, this is about power and control, and we must consider any form of climate engineering a form of weather warfare, Dan.
Okay, I'm following you. This is good, at least for me. So you're saying, you correct me where I'm wrong, the government at some level, they've gotten together, they've cooked up this plan that, hey, the sun is getting hotter, we need to protect the Earth and our atmosphere from the sun, let's put these little particles, these light reflecting particles, aluminum, whatever, into the atmosphere and then protect Earth. And all the while, that's the outward expression of what they're doing, but inwardly, they know darn well that they're reflecting and trapping heat, and they're really almost cooking, and they are shaping our biosphere in ways much more than if they wouldn't have done anything? Yes? No?
Yes. The overall destruction, the overall warming is far worse overall with climate engineering. But let me add this clarification again. Geoengineering, as I just alluded to a moment ago, can and does create extreme short-term cooldowns at the price of an even worse overall warming. So in seeding moisture, incoming moisture is which those that live in parts of the U.S. know so well how much moisture they've been hit with. That moisture is needed for the climate engineers to seed with what's called chemical ice nucleation elements. These are patented processes of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. So you can seed the clouds with endothermic or energy-absorbing particles that create a cold-dense layer of air that descends to the surface, maybe only a few hundred feet thick, but that creates the illusion of a cooler world, and it's very effective. And these are patented processes. We have the patents going back over a half a century. Chinese scientists openly announced they were chemically nucleating moisture, or in other words, creating winter weather. They can turn what should be a liquid precipitation event into a frozen precipitation event. As the temperatures get warmer, this comes down in the form of very large hail. In the winter months, though, when overall temperatures are cooler, it literally comes down in the form of a very unnatural-looking snowflake, a very unnatural textured snow that is filled with these chemical contaminants, and we know because we're testing it at two major universities. So, again, the engineered cooldowns are accomplished with climate engineering. So what you get, and I'll end with this, you get a masking of the overall damage to the planet for some populations in some regions, most specifically the most populated portions of the U.S., but at the cost of an even worse overall warming, overall damage to the planet, much like the pharmaceutical industrial cure for the human body, Dan. Take a certain element for a certain ailment, and it may mask that symptom, but by the way, here's 50 other side effects that are exponentially worse than what you claim to be treating in the first place.
I may be getting off track here, but let me go here and then, you know, we can discard it if it means nothing. But solar minimum, we go through ups, you know, in 1776, the Delaware River was frozen over solid. I mean, we go through times of cooling, heating on the planet, more carbon dioxide, less carbon dioxide. Solar minimum, does that mean anything to you? Or anything to this discussion?
I'm very familiar with this. So let's look at this statistically, mathematically again, because a lot of sources and sites throw around statements that have no statistical basis to them whatsoever. So in regard to, let's take the Maunder minimum, which was a major solar minimum that you referred to. Statistically, that had a 1/400th reduction in the solar energy output that the planet received. That's 0.025%. Statistically means nothing against the backdrop of what is happening to the planet now. And by the way, let's look at that statistically. The changes that are occurring on our planet right now due to human activity, which includes climate engineering at the top of the list, mathematically, statistically happening 170 times faster than any previous paleo event on the planet, means anything in Earth's history based on paleo data, what's happening now is happening conservatively 170 times faster. So let's go back to the freeway example, Dan, or let's say a semi-truck runs over a person in a crosswalk and then tries to claim that that person just died of a heart attack of natural causes. Would that argument hold up? If we consider what
you
we've
sound
done
like
to the
big you sound like Big Pharma now with the vaccines. And I'm not trying to make light of you, but that's about the same logic. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. Is there a problem with the logic?
No. No, I'm saying, you get run over by a semi-truck and, he died of a heart attack.
Well, yeah, they might try to make that argument. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. It sounds like vaccines.
But that argument isn't valid, is it? I mean, if you run someone over the crosswalk or you shoot them in the head and then you claim that they died of natural causes.
They fell down.
Now, so again, we have to look at it in that light, Dan. And let's look at statistically. And this is what we see. We monitor temperatures all over the globe. We don't see an overreporting of high temperatures. We see a radical underreporting. And even with that, we have just passed, I believe, the 413th consecutive month, 413 months in a row of above average global temperatures. And I want to stress to your listeners, though, this is not about Al Gore at all, or the IPCC, the world's largest scientific panel on any subject in human history, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. These are panels of deception, no question. But here's the rub, that the data they report is not exaggerated. In fact, it's grossly underreported. And this is where we need to get past, all of us from every side of the fence, we need to get past the polarization that people like Al Gore has caused. I mean, again, he has caused immense, I would argue Al Gore did exactly what the power structure wanted him to do. To so polarize people with his hypocrisy that they then ignore frontline data and they take a position that anything Al Gore says, I'm going to take the opposite position. And that's not rational either. So we simply need to, I think, Dan, we can all agree on this. I think your listeners would agree on this too. And anybody from any side of the fence should agree on this. How can we have any legitimate discussion about the climate or the state of the climate without first and foremost addressing global climate intervention operations, which are the single most disruptive factor? We can't really have a legitimate discussion about the climate without addressing that, right?
I would agree. Yeah, for what I can tell, yes.
The toxicity of this, regardless of what anybody thinks about the effect on the climate, the toxicity is an issue that all should consider. Again, we are not theorizing, hypothesizing. This is not conjecture. We are all inhaling what they are spraying. And it is absolutely spray. It is absolutely not condensation. And on that note, again, the condensation narrative is perhaps, again, one of the greatest deceptions ever propagated on the population. This is sprayed aerosol dispersions. We know this. We have film footage of these aircraft at altitude turning on and off, nozzles visible. We know that all military tankers and all commercial carriers are fitted with a high bypass turbofan jet engine. It's a jet-powered fan. Most of the air that moves through that engine is not combusted. 90% of it is not combusted. It's nearly incapable of producing a condensation trail except under rare and extreme circumstances. So people need to consider that our now almost never blue skies, or if at best they're silvery white, with a sort of sheen to them, these are skies filled with particulates, and we're breathing all of that in. And starting with aluminum, barium, strontium, polymer fibers, our lab tests prove it. So regardless of the effects on the climate, the health effects are also killing us. You said you knew the bees were dying, right, Dan?
Yes. Well, I've followed it. Yeah, I followed it fairly well, yes.
I would encourage your listeners to search Bees Aluminum. And again, geoengineeringwatch.org, going back many years, has tried to bring to light to the beekeepers and to others in academia that there's a much bigger issue than even glyphosate or radio frequency transmissions. And that issue was toxic heavy metals related to climate engineering fallout. And though we were ignored at first, we now have peer-reviewed study to prove the bees are dying of symptoms that resemble Alzheimer's and dementia in a human being.
Ooh.
Because they are packed full of aluminum. If it's killing the bees, it's absolutely killing us. We're a larger organism, takes longer to get the job done, but it is happening. And when we look at statistics like the Alzheimer's and dementia in the UK, for example, number one cause of death, number one. We think it's second or third in the U.S., but the CDC is not disclosing that. Is that not a fight for life?
I'm starting to get angry, you know, listening to you, and I think maybe people have all kind of various emotions. But we only got a minute or so for the break. On the other side, we'll get into this much further. I've been noticing that, you know, I'm going to use the word chemtrails again for the layman. For most people listening, probably chemtrails is the word that comes to mind. A few years ago, chemtrails, that word would come up, and that would engender scorn, it would engender laughter, or, you know, engineering, even the word engineering. Now, I'm seeing mainstream articles, I'm seeing outlets, talking heads, all talking about this geoengineering, all talking about weather manipulation. Oh, it's good for us, we have to have it. It's like the geoengineering's been happening, it's causing problems, and the solution is they're going to let us know that, oh, we need to do more geoengineering to undo what we've done. That's kind of the impression I'm getting, your feeling. Got about a minute.
Certainly, those in power will try to condition the population to accepting this. That's our job. That's where our job comes in, I should say, to make sure the population knows enough about it to never accept this. In regard to, again, we'll talk after this.
Yeah, there's the music. Sorry about that. I'll give you a little more time. Important discussion here, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm really glad Dane's being patient with me in my ignorance and neophyte understanding of this, but that's what we need to get over. I think I'm a good test case for this. We'll talk more on the other side, geoengineeringwatch.org, Dane Wigington, thepowerhour.com. Glad to be with you. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are left to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Got great specials over at the Power Mall. Life Enthusiast Products. Martin Patello will be on. I think it's tomorrow. I don't want to see that say, then I'll be wrong. I should know this. I should have the sheet here. I apologize. But Mark Patel, always love to have him on. He'll be here talking about magnesium, talk about the Himalayan salt, all his products on sale. Topperson also on sale this week. Strauss Heart Drops. That's one of the biggest sellers that we have that you need, that you ask for the most. Absolute miracles have occurred with that. We're very happy. We're taking the approach. We're going to stock that no matter what. We're taking big effort to make sure that's in no matter what. And in honor, it's free shipping. You call us. We have it. It is here. And it ships. We'll ship the next day. And it's free shipping to you on all the Strauss Heart products. So please take advantage of that. We do have a few of the 20% off sale items still available. The protein powder we do have available. It's a pretty big, size of it. That's fantastic protein, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, there's a lot of proteins out there. This is a fantastic protein. We're out of a couple things. I think we do have the dog and bedding spray, Silver Shield, which is great. The Topperson. So check that out. Ask Jay about the 20% off that we have on some of the overstock products and, also, the new products we have on sale. Again, Strauss Heart Shipping. We do have them in stock. We have them. We have overstocked them so that we make sure we have them for you. We want to be the source of Strauss Heart Drops. We know how important it is. So thank you so much for your purchases, your donations, etc. Please let us know how we can help you more and how we can be a better service. We're really trying to ramp that up. So thank you, thank you, thank you. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Also, TalkStream Live. If you're having any problem, of course, thepowerhour.com, you can listen to the show at the top, listen live. If you have any problems or disconnect or what have you, you can listen to talkstreamlive.com, talkstreamlive.com. Just put in the Power Hour, then it'll come up, then click. Or you can also listen to the show by telephone, 701-300-5252, 701-300-5252. Or podcast by phone from TalkStream Live, 641-793-9840, 641-793-8840. You can listen to two or three past shows, I think it is. So check that out. There's different ways that you can listen, and we'll always appreciate your feedback. Let us know how we can help you. We're talking to Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org. And he's a very important guest. I think he is a misunderstood guest a lot of times. I think I have a lot of respect for Dane. And I have a lot of respect to him coming on and kind of dealing with my ham-handed questions and interrupting him and trying to... but I think this is important because I think the people that I talk to, a lot of them kind of feel like I do and kind of not sure how to grasp this and really put it down the brass tack. So we appreciate Dan and so glad that he is here with us. Before the break, we were talking about noticing chemtrails or geoengineering or whatever word you want to use for them. 5 years ago, you were laughed at. Now, corporate media in mainstream, quote-unquote, articles are now admitting this and how important, and this is essential. So basically, all the problems that have been caused, now this is essential to help us. And Dane was kind of answering that before the break.
Certainly. I hope my audio is okay. I had a little microphone switch here. Dan, can you hear me okay?
Good. Yes, very good. Okay. You are excellent.
So what we discussed before the break, again, those in power are testing the water to see if the public may accept the climate engineering insanity. If we do our jobs with educating the public with enough data so that they know that climate engineering is nothing short of a planetary omnicide sentence, it is literally destroying Earth's life support systems, derailing Earth's climate system, and contaminating the entire planet in the process. So, again, the public needs to understand that there is nothing benevolent with the climate engineering scenario. And back to the chemtrails term again, I know it's a descriptive term. If we're in conversation between ourselves, certainly, obviously, it's fine. But on a larger setting, again, the reason that term is so detrimental to our cause is because it is the instant marginalization term. And let me give a quick example. We had an Arizona Senator, Kelly Ward, who attended a meeting in Arizona of concerned citizens on this issue, and they made the mistake of labeling that meeting a chemtrails meeting. And then Senator Kelly Ward was instantly marginalized, labeled Chemtrails Kelly, absolutely crucified by the media. Had they named that meeting a geoengineering meeting, there's no chance the media would have tried to label her geoengineering Kelly. It's a game of semantics, but we're playing chess, and we must learn to play well. So it's important. Semantics do matter in this scenario, just for the record. And again, that's
so geoengineering. So we should, instead of saying chemtrails, we should say geoengineering. Is there another term we should use?
Solar climate engineering. Is even solar management. That's more descriptive. People know what that is. Climate engineering. Yeah.
Solar management. Climate engineering.
Solar radiation management. Okay. Climate engineering. People understand what that means.
Okay. Climate engineering. You mentioned that America has been shielded, at least the bigger part of the population centers of America, like, you know, Washington, D.C. is not feeling this as much, have been shielded from some of these effects, I'm sure on purpose. It almost like they don't want America to wake to this because America can do something about it, or what's your feeling there?
You're exactly on target. The U.S. population, if they were to wake up to what's being done with them, is the greatest potentially counterbalancing factor in the equation right now. In order to keep the U.S. population polarized and divided in regard to the state of the climate, constant engineered cool downs have been carried out in the U.S. And again, the global maps reflect this so very clearly. When we've had Siberia burning to the ground again this year from April. Most Americans don't know that. British Columbia, in Canada, around Alberta, you have hundreds of thousands of acres on fire. Last year, Sweden, Finland, Norway, people in America don't know this, especially people in the eastern half of the U.S. that have been subject to these engineered cool downs. For example, Dan, do you remember the winter 2014, 2015, all the headlines about all the record snow in Boston? Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
What headlines didn't we see? That 14,000 feet up in the Sierras, there was nothing. There was no snow. These weather whiplash scenarios, which I'm sure you've seen too, Dan, where you go from maybe record highs to snow in a day or two. And we've seen extraordinary extremes like this. For example, in Amarillo, Texas, May 1st, 2013. And I hope you can tell by my citing of data and dates, I am not shooting from the hip. I know this issue inside out. May 1st, 2013, Amarillo, Texas was 100 degrees on the ground, all-time record high for the day, snowed the next day. That is not nature. That is geoengineering, enough moisture, and patented processes of chemical ice nucleation. Dan, in your first aid kit, you have, many first aid kits have cold packs in them, right? They can sit at room temperature for 20 years. And you mix those chemicals together, you have ice instantly. Why? It's because it's called an endothermic reaction, an energy-absorbing reaction. That's what type of materials are being used in the clouds. And again, this is why the massive hail is now everywhere, because these elements cause ice to nucleate at higher than freezing temperatures. If your listeners haven't seen it, they should search, for example, ice balls, Lake Michigan. They'll see perfectly spherical 75-pound ice balls covering beaches in Lake Michigan when the lake water was 40-plus degrees. How does that happen? It happens from chemical ice nucleation. So we have lab tests on our post, a couple posts. If they search the engineering winter section at geoengineeringwatch.org, Dan, they can learn a lot more about this issue.
Okay, let me ask another question. Here recently in the Midwest, of course, we've seen flooding, massive flooding, crops, what have you, are going to be massively affected this fall, I'm sure. At the time, this period, you got my mind going all over the place here, Dane, and I'm having a hard time even constructing these questions. But last month, May, compared to a year previous, there were 276 tornadoes reported in America. Last month, 2 days ago, there were 500 plus, almost double. You just talked about the town in Texas that was 100 degrees and it's snowing the next day. Is it possible that the climate has been messed with, had been quote-unquote engineered so much that some of these things we're seeing, it's not like they're intentionally causing flooding or tornadoes. It's like it's so screwed up, it's just happening now on its own?
That's partially true in that, again, the damage is so extensive now. If you stopped all forms of human activity today, including climate engineering, would we still have climate cataclysm? Absolutely. There is so much pressure in the system. There's so much damage done to the system that the blowback is going to be horrific in any scenario. But that being said, since we know, and we know this from satellite imagery, we can see the disruption in the natural climate patterns all over the globe. There is no natural system we can see on satellite imagery. So that being the case.
Whoa. Let me pause again. I apologize, but
sure.
Say that again. There is no natural.
We can see no natural, meteorologically speaking, we can see no natural weather system formation anywhere on the planet. We examine NASA satellite imagery every day from all over the globe, and it's like looking at another planet. I mean, everything is tainted, everything. Over the oceans, it's blanket grid pattern aerosol spraying, which completely disrupt natural low system pressure formations. It blocks precipitation from certain countries. Weather is being used as a weapon again, and we can see no natural system formation. So back to the tornadoes, given that level of disruption, it's now impossible to make the case that in any given weather disaster that would have happened in that place at that time without climate engineering disrupting the whole system. So everything becomes suspect. And that's one of the primary reasons, Dan, that those in power are going to such great lengths to hide this issue from the public, because it's not just our country. It's countries all over the globe. And by the way, they're colluding and cooperating on this issue. Make sure your listeners understand that. China, Russia, U.S., whatever adversarial scenarios there may be at the surface, they are all working together in this issue, period, for their own purposes. It all relates to power and control, ultimately masking the severity of what's unfolding from their populations until the last possible moment. But in the case of the tornadoes, again, we know that at minimum, they have the ability to completely suppress the conditions that spawn those tornadoes. When you put a convective layer of these particulates over those systems, you reduce convection, which would eliminate the conditions that spawn the tornadic activity. They can suppress cyclones. We know this. The technology exists. The patents exist. The first hurricane intervention programs from the U.S. government started 72 years ago, 1947, Project Cirrus, historical fact. Bottom line is, this is the biggest elephant in the room, the total disruption of Earth's climate and life support systems with highly toxic materials. So Is there blame to be laid on climate engineering with the tornadic activity? Absolutely. Does that mean tornadoes wouldn't happen without climate engineering? No, doesn't mean that. but it means that given they're interfering with the whole system, they deserve blame for anything that happens anywhere as being a part of that equation.
Dane, we're talking to Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org, an important interview, an important personality, I believe. Again, like I said earlier, I respect Dane very much. I don't understand everything. I'm wanting to. I have spent some effort to try to narrow down on some of this, and you can see, ladies and gentlemen, why this is such a big and overwhelming discussion at times. You're saying, Dane, that basically there are zero weather systems that are not manipulated or basically controlled by the conglomerations of these forces working together. That's what you're saying.
In this sense, that you know the butterfly scenario relating to the weather.
Right.
Butterfly flaps wings in Brazil, a tornado happens in Kansas. But if you disrupted any part of the system, you disrupt the entire system eventually. But they are disrupting the entire system right out the gate. So we have, Dan, we have, for example, Senate documents. We have one that's almost 800 pages long that we originally located, geoengineeringwatch.org located. We've published posts. Your listeners can look at that if they search geoengineeringwatch.org massive Senate document. They'll find it. The important sections are highlighted. But what's in that document is this, relating to your overall question, that governments around the globe are colluding and cooperating with this issue because of the, quote, cross-border ramifications of climate engineering, meaning that no government can engineer over their own country without affecting the entire global climate system. So they know, recognize, and acknowledge that. And we have governments all over the globe participating with this all over the globe. Thus, the entire climate system is disrupted. No weather scenario can be considered natural at this point, period. Does that mean we don't have a natural cloud here and there? Of course not. Doesn't mean that. But it means that the system as a whole has been completely derailed and disrupted.
All right. I got three major questions. We got about, I don't know, 8 or 9 minutes. And so I want to get these three major questions to you. You know, just be short with them, and then so I can give some follow-up on this. So the please. The first is, what pressure have you seen? A lot of pressure for you personally. You've been doing this quite a while. I mean, are black limos showing up at outside your door? Or
what I had happen was, on the way home from a major presentation once at 9:30 at night, I got a call from a federal EPA officer that wanted to know why I was still engaged in awareness raising on this issue. Obviously, he has no reason to call me at that time of night unless we're being focused on. Google has recently deleted geoengineeringwatch.org from a search of the geoengineering term. So we have had over 33 million visitors to our website. Our rankings put us at the top of the list for a search of the geoengineering term. We were at the top of the first page on Google. 4 months ago, we were completely deleted from 20 pages on the subject. So, yes, we are being heavily censored. Same with our YouTube channels, same with our Facebook pages. There is a very rapidly increasing effort to suppress data on this issue, Dan.
We just don't have the time to go too far into that, but it's creepy. And in this tech censorship is so crucial, ladies and gentlemen. You think it can affect you, but if you can control all knowledge, think about the power that you have. And Google, basically, and you know, Yahoo and what have you, all these, Facebook, they've become the purveyors of knowledge. They become the, you know, Library of Alexander, so to speak, of our time. And if you can control what is, think the power that you have. And what you just told me is very chilling. I'm going to ask you the second of the three questions I have for you. Why is it that the governments work together in the first place to do all these things, to engineer this way?
In addition to using weather as a weapon, there is this aspect to consider, and this is a primary component of climate engineering. One, to mask the true severity and immediacy of biosphere collapse from their populations until the last possible moment. Once the populations panic, the game changes overnight. So in being able to engineer these cool down events, for example, and to continue the confusion and division within the population as to the true state and immediacy of biosphere collapse. They're able to fuel that polarization and confusion as to this immediacy of, again, what's...
Okay, pause. Okay, happened. Pause right there. So the biosphere collapse was happening independent of geoengineering. Is that what you're saying?
Well, certainly it was occurring. This is why geoengineering was deployed in 1945 at full scale, initially the polar regions. And the escalation of warmth on the planet was going straight up at that point in time. And Dan, you may remember by the mid-70s, there was some claims that from climate scientists that maybe we're entering an ice age. We don't know why the planet hasn't continued to warm. There was a leveling off for 30 years because climate engineering, like a pharmaceutical industrial complex cure, initially had an effect until the negative aspects kicked in. So they were able to level off global temperatures for about 30 years. But once the ozone layer depletion kicked in, disrupting the hydrological cycle, all the negative downstream consequences, the warming picked up again in earnest. So what did the climate engineers do? What did the military-industrial complex do? They double down. They just keep increasing the program sizes. So the bottom line is, yes, human activity has an effect, period. And any notion that it doesn't is simply not looking at the equation clearly. And again, we have to get past Al Gore, but we're back to the, you know, running someone over in a crosswalk and claiming they died of a heart attack. We have not been good stewards of the planet. I don't think there's any rationally arguing that. That being said,
okay,
single greatest destructive factor is climate engineering. We have to expose it and stop it, or we are done in the short term.
Okay, let me go. This is probably the part for me personally, maybe probably a lot of our audience, that I get. I don't know if rub's the right word. I don't know what the word is. Maybe lack of understanding or what have you. What you just said was that around 1945, that's when these engineering programs really fired up, that there was some sort of warming going on, that our environment was changing, man-made, not man-made, natural cycles. I don't see at that point, I don't know. But certainly in 1945, we didn't have near the pollution or near the, I mean, I guess we had nuclear testing. Maybe that was a big part of it. I don't know. But we did not have near the pollution or what have you that we do now. Certainly we did not have the man-made interference that I would think that we have now. So was man in 1945 causing this alarm and this biosphere change that alarmed the governments to where they felt like they had to intervene? That's the question.
The short answer is yes, because it was not hard to graph out the trajectory that we were on, and the continuance of that trajectory would lead to the place we are at now. And in their attempt to keep business as usual as long as possible, this was they chose at that point to subject humanity to an experiment, Dan, from which there is no return. And that's what has happened, in fact. And we have imagery of we captured from the Navy archives.
Go ahead quickly, Dan. Go ahead. You go ahead. I apologize.
Submarines surfaced at the North Pole. Two U.S. submarines surfaced in open water at the North Pole in February of 1959. That was not disclosed to the public, that there was open water at the poles then. But chemical ice nucleation and geoengineering has masked the problem for over half a century. But at what cost? At what cost to the planet as a whole?
Okay, quickly, follow-up question. We're going everything quick now, quick on time. Would it have corrected by, like, if left alone, would have not have corrected by itself if we wouldn't have put GMO crops, if we wouldn't have done, I mean, everything kind of would have equalized itself. Would it not have?
No. It would have been better. It would have been better had the planet been allowed to respond. But we have a cause and effect. And when we cut down the forests, when we pave the planet, we poison the oceans, again, I would argue we must allow for the fact that we have been poor stewards of the planet, period. Those in power have set this paradigm up, but the population needs to understand it's a destructive paradigm. We have not been good stewards, so there's problems either way. But the fact that they prohibited the planet from responding, Dan, made things exponentially worse.
Okay, last question of the three. We got about 2 minutes. I'm sorry we didn't leave enough time, but what can we do?
This is where the population needs to understand their power, and that those in power are not gods and we're not helpless. We need the population to help us bring this issue to light. Reaching a critical mass of awareness is the only way forward. And we are working behind the scenes at geoengineeringwatch.org in every way we can. We have a legal team. We have former Air Force people working with us, including two Air Force generals. We're working on a groundbreaking documentary right now. But all of it, even our legal efforts, is about reaching a critical mass of awareness. And that's where we need the population to help us, by sharing credible data from a credible source, which geoengineeringwatch.org strives to be. We're non-political. At a grassroots level, we need to share that data. And by reaching a critical mass of awareness, we wake up Air Force families and families of government agencies and so forth, and individuals in those agencies, and they realize that by their participation in these programs, they are literally ensuring that they and their children have no future in the very near term. If we can reach that critical mass of awareness and wake populations up all over the globe to what their governments have also done to them without their knowledge or consent, Dan, we have a chance to change this equation. Doesn't mean we're out of the woods. Doesn't mean that we're not going to hit the wall. But it means we could change the flavor of what we face. It means we could possibly buy time, allowing the planet to respond on its own. And that is worth the effort. We need everyone to help us with that. We have the data posted at geoengineeringwatch.org. We have links to our booklets and our flyers that you can share from home for free. You can order the materials for our approximate cost of production at scale and mailing. We pass them on for our cost. We need to raise awareness at a grassroots level. We must reach a critical mass of awareness. If we can do so, it would buy us time.
I have we're going to get cut off any second by the music, but I have such a hard time believing it. Once governments realize that they could do this, that they did it for benevolent reasons, they just thought, well, we can do it, so let's do it. So there's power.
No benevolence.
What is the one sentence should I say, if this comes up, and say, you know, the government's engineering all the climate and engineering all these problems. So should that be the sentence I say? Governments are doing this. Should that be my sentence?
Simply state what's going on and encourage them to actually investigate the issue.
Okay, and geoengineeringwatch.org is a great, of course, it's a leading. I don't care what Google says. Obviously, Google knows because they cut you off. So they know. Dane, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. I look forward to having you on. It's been a long time. We need to have you on a little more often, and we can get some more on this. Dane, thank you so much for being on and for your work, and God bless you and God keep you in your pursuit of truth, my friend.
My thanks to you and the Power Hour, Dan.
All right, God bless. Everybody, have a great evening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominate.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.